Hare Krishna. Question: can holy places like Mayapur or say the George Harrison's palace, mansion, which has now become a temple, Bhaktivedanta Manor, can such places be haunted with ghosts? Sometimes we hear of ghosts being present over there. So how can ghosts be present where chanting is going on? And if they are to be driven away, is chanting itself enough or is something else required? Answer: no, not necessarily that something else is required. Chanting itself is enough. At the same time, you have to understand that, again, all ghosts are not the same. Just as in general, we say that animals are in ignorance. But even within animals, there are gradations. There are some animals which are in goodness, some in passion, some in ignorance. So similarly, there are different kinds of ghosts. There are some people who may have died. One of the ways in which a person becomes a ghost, one of the primary ways is the soul commits suicide. Now, there are different people who may commit suicide for different motives. Suicide itself is an act of tamoguna. But prior to that act of tamoguna, people may have lived in sattva, rajas, tamas, and accordingly, because of their suicide, get a ghostly body, but still their overall mentality may be different. So sometimes some people who may have practiced bhakti to a certain level, if they commit suicide, then they may get a ghostly body, but that ghostly body will be very different from, but their overall consciousness is different from others who have committed suicide because of being in frustration caused by utter ignorance of the purpose of life and of the values by which to live life. So there have been cases where devotees seem to have been haunted by ghosts, and when the devotees have been haunted by ghosts, the ghosts would not go away, and the devotee would speak, a female devotee might start speaking like a male, or might start speaking in a very different way, even if like a female. And then when some exorcists were called, they said that the ghost spoke and said that actually, I want to go to Mayapur, and no matter what you do, I'm not going to leave this person till I get to Mayapur. And once I get to Mayapur, I'll myself leave. And that's what exactly happened. So what this means is now there's a ghost who seems to have a desire to go to Mayapur. So what may happen is somebody, after practicing a little devotional service, because of some frustration, commits suicide. Then by the laws of nature, that soul may get a disembodied body of a ghost, but still that soul may still have devotional inclinations. So now, if we consider, say, holy places, now if we talk about Bhaktivedanta Manor or we talk about New Vrindavan, where ghosts are said to have been present, then it is true over there that those places were not themselves sacred earlier. So some of them were abandoned places, and especially New Vrindavan was an area where many Native Americans were earlier slaughtered by the Europeans, the Britishers who came there to colonize America. They thought they were civilizing America. But the point is, many Native Americans were slaughtered over there. Although that was many generations, millennia, centuries ago. But still that fact of sudden, brutal, violent killing was there. And because of that, because of the particular place, whatever it was and however it was, there might be some haunting that might be there because some people who were killed over there had strong cravings for that place and strong cravings to do certain things in that place in particular ways. So, because of the past implications of that situation, the place might be haunted. So, that can happen. That can happen to Bhaktivedanta Manor also. Some of it was not so active. It might have been deserted. It might have had, we don't know what all could have happened over there at that time. Now, as far as holy places are concerned, yes, it could be that there are some souls who had some devotional inclination or who had some devotional practice, but somehow for some reason they committed suicide. They might haunt some places, some sacred places also. So not just places that have been made sacred by the installation of deities and by the establishment of temples, but even when places are inherently sacred, some souls may go there for the sake of getting purified. So, for the sake of, because they still have a devotional inclination. So, we need to focus primarily on the practice of bhakti. And that itself is enough. So, now, we do have scripture assurance that devotees will never be troubled by ghosts. But then we hear that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was administering justice as a magistrate, at that time he was targeted in different ways by different people. So there was a local king whose misappropriation of Jagannath's donations was exposed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him that you have to take care of Jagannath's worship and finance it all. So he got very angry because his treasury would have become empty by that. And because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, he was in a government service, he couldn't arrange for gundas to kill him directly. So he arranged for a sacrifice which would invoke a ghost which would go and kill Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to know about it. And what did he do? He just started chanting the holy names. And he started reciting the Bhagavatam. And he kept reciting. And he could feel, he writes in his biographers write about it, based on his first person testimony, that he could feel some evil presence coming and attacking him. And it did attack him, but as long as he kept absorbed himself in the Bhagavatam, it did not impel him to do anything anti-devotional. And eventually, by his persistence in the study of in absorption in Bhagavatam, the ghost gave up and went away. And the person who invoked that ghost, that person is said to have, according by some accounts, got some harmful consequences of that act. But the point is that sometimes in the course of events in this world, sometimes devotees may also be tested. And just as devotees can get accidents, devotees can get diseases. So just as the normal problems of life don't just go away because of our practice of bhakti. Similarly, sometimes some of the paranormal problems of life, such as attack by ghosts, may also not go away for devotees. So all the attacks that come, we understand that they come because of karma, and they can be, and we can be freed from them by the practice of bhakti. But sometimes we may need to persevere in the practice of bhakti till we become purified. And that perseverance is important. And that is, so on one level, that perseverance will protect us even during the process, although there will be some torment because of the attack of the ghost. But that perseverance will also purify us, connect us with Krishna, and it will enable us to move onwards towards ultimate liberation. So whatever devotees may do in certain special situations, in certain extreme situations, if a devotee feels that one is just not able to bear the pain and one wants some bear the trouble and one wants to go to an exorcist, devotees at an individual level may do that. That is just like devotees may take medicines. So some devotees may go that. The devotee guides don't have to come in between that particular form of relief seeking and that devotee. But we should know that the primary relief comes by the connection with Krishna. And circumstantially, if something additional is required, some devotees in some situations may do that. But we understand that primarily it is the practice of bhakti that will free us from all problems, including the problem of ghostly possessions or hauntings. Thank you. Hare Krishna.